Welcome to our new podcast. Today, in this episode, we are going to discuss about the climate change situation. With me today, I have the leader of the WWF Association, Maudlin, and the new leader of the Total Energy Company, Emmanuel.
Thank you for having me.
First question, how are you feeling about the LA situation?
I think that it is a proof given by Earth that we are exploiting it too much. We should really understand that someday it will not be only a warning but a real threat for humanity.
A threat for humanity? No, it's only a common thing that happens every day in the world. Yes, it's horrible, but we can do anything for them. It's not the most important problem for now.
What do you think about the exit of the US from the Paris Climate Agreement in 2019?
It's a great thing for US. We need to focus on another project who can bring an important business like the commercialization of oil.
I think that our lives are more important than businesses, and we made a step back with these choices, and it is demoralizing.
And what is your opinion about the Green New Deal? Do you think that it is a good idea?
The Green New Deal is a plan which can give solutions and permit to regain hope, even if it seems strict. We need to be strict, because we are at the limit of the climate. So yes, it is a good idea.
The Green New Deal is a loss of time and of energy. Why do they use the item to solve problems who doesn't exist?
What would you change for the environmental issues?
Change what? Environment? I have a better idea. The better thing is to change the mind of the population about the climate change. It's a stupid idea. A trend invented by associations who need money. All this is to do business. It's obvious.
There is a lot that I could say to answer. And obviously, I don't agree with Emmanuel. But I just want to say that you have the power to make change even if you're unemployed, retired, or just a teenager in high school. You can change with little actions and, for example, by just going to an association in your town to propose your help. This is a start and we should all do this little step.
Okay, calm down. To continue the debate, we will bring citizens of Missouri who will help to clarify our truth.
I am not happy about the freezing temperatures in Missouri because I do not like the cold. However, these temperatures are normal for this time. Something weird is that during December it was warm and got cold only in January. With the Los Angeles.
Hello, my name is Mars. I'm going to be talking about the temperature questions. There's a lot of questions here that I don't think I can answer in just this time. But last week, or the week before, I don't remember, it got down to about negative 12 degrees Fahrenheit, which I believe is negative 24 to negative 25 Celsius for you. And that freezing temperature caused what snow we did get to just turn into ice, and it covered the roads. There were points where nobody could go outside, and it was dangerous to be driving because the roads were just covered in a layer of ice. And I know my personal state government didn't do much to help clear them. So there's that. Hello, it's Mars again. I wanted to talk about the fires because it is fascinating to see how in one place on the earth it could be burning up. And right next to it, in the same very country, the rest of the states are getting like 10 inches of snow and negative temperatures. It was interesting to see that happen in the same week because the week that we got our snow was the week that the fire started in Los Angeles, and it is beautiful to see how people got together to raise money and open shelters for those who lost their homes in that fire. And humanity really comes together in times like that, and it's something that I can appreciate because you don't see it often.
And of course, we thank the students of Lee Summit for their testimony. Dear guests, what do you think of this?
It's a good idea to talk with people directly concerned by the subject, thanks to them.
Pathetic. They do not have the vision of reality. Global warming is only an invention of scientists. Forget all this. We must have an economic vision and develop the industries to continue to produce in sufficient quantity for the world without worrying about climate issues.
Emmanuel, do you think that a speech like this makes sense? Imagine the president of a country considered the first of the first world power to say that. It makes no sense.
All of this with the global warming and that, and a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
I'm not a big believer in man-made climate change.
It's possible, I say nothing.
How in 2025 we can say things like that? It is incredible to see people think so, and it is problematic for future generations.
A lot of questions without answers. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you like it. Thanks again to our guests and to the students of Lee Summit. We meet for a future debate soon. Goodbye.